hello and welcome back to a conversation on the topic of gratitude. And today we pick up with part two in this conversation with Jordan Sullivan. There are some gratitude practices out there that people can engage in. And as I referenced earlier, you know, gratitude is connected with being healthier mentally and physically. You know, people who practice gratitude in some practical way, it actually, they have lower rates of depression, for example, lower rates of anxiety and stress. Not only that, someone who practices gratitude, it can actually lower your cholesterol. There was one study done by UCLA in 2023 that and others that have been done that talk about these benefits of gratitude. And so, speaking of waking up in the morning and praying that kind of prayer, are there any other practices that you have? Some people journal, some people make a list of things they're thankful for. Some people go out of their way to thank someone else to hear those words come out of their mouth, or spend time talking with a friend bragging on God, for example. Are there any other things that you do to kind of practice gratitude in your life?
Yes. So one thing I'm really working on this year, and I got it from Neil. We have a pastoral care meeting that we have every week, and Neil leads that. And we all, you know, bring people to the meeting that we're praying for. Maybe they're going through a health crisis, or they just need prayer in their family, you know, whatever it may be. Maybe it's just a tough season, or maybe it's a really good season, and we're, you know, thanking God for seeing them through a season. But he said, one day it just stuck out to me. He said, well, have you called the person and told them that you prayed for them by name? And that convicted me so much. I thought, well, no, I haven't. I did pray for them, and they're on my heart, and I thought about them, but I didn't take time to text them. I didn't take time to call them. So I'm trying to, once a day, the person that I've been praying for, hey, I prayed for you by name today. And it shouldn't be gratifying for me, but it is, because it means so much to them, because they know somebody is praying for them, and that they're being thought about. And also, just taking a moment to say, what are we thanking God for? It's easy to think about all the things that might be bad or a tough season because it invokes fear. But when you're thinking about gratitude and what you're thankful for, it pulls your attention away from what's missing. So then you can say, Lord, great is your faithfulness for these people in my life. For your faithfulness, thank you.
So, I love that, because it's one of the ways that, you know, it's how gratitude happens practically in our life. We do have to redirect negative thoughts back to God and all that God has done for us. We have to replace the lies that we hear about ourselves or even others. And in that replacing, you don't just want to try to get rid of negative things. You want to put positive things in, and those positive things, again, create this I'm grateful for a moment, but they start to shape our outlook on life. So I actually become a grateful person, not just having a grateful thought.
And how every good thing is a gift. We didn't earn it. And we don't have to.
That's right. Tell me what you think about this quote, and it's going to lead into a question around music. Someone once said this: we would worry less if we praised more. Then they said, thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction, end quote. What do you think about that?
I wholeheartedly believe that. And I think that's why gratitude, thank you, Lord, is easy for me. I live in a place of worship most of the time. And yes, it is, those of you listening, you're like, well, that's your job. It is, but this is a calling. And I was doing this before I was worshiping here at Fraser. I was worshiping somewhere else, but God just put that passion in me for worship to be, worship is my instrument. And I never want to come into worship with any discontentment, with any bitterness, with anything other than thankfulness and awe.
Yeah, and leading worship each week, does it make you deal with those feelings of bitterness, unforgiveness, that kind of thing? Because I feel that way when I preach. Like, I'm kind of confronted each week.
Yes.
You know, and but it, if not, I can, you know, we could find ourselves in a place of just kind of going through the motions. But if our heart is really going to be in it, we have to deal with that stuff, right?
You do. And you know this about me. If something, if I'm off about something or feeling off about something, I have to go talk about it right then. I got to deal with it. And Saturday night, I may not sleep very much, but I'm going to wake up on Sunday morning ready. You know, whatever you have to do.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation today with our guest, Jordan Sullivan. Please tune back in tomorrow to hear the rest of the conversation.